Well, welcome to our look at golf betting from around the world this week. And clearly much of the attention will be focused on the Ryder Cup, but we'll also be looking at a couple of other events, the Tokai Classic on the Japan Golf Tour and on the Champions Tour in the United States, the Pure Insurance event being played at Pebble Beach. But starting first with the Ryder Cup and the USA at $1.70, these prices are indicative of the sort of odds that are available in most betting agencies at present. The United States, clearly on paper, as they so often are, the stronger side in terms of their world ranking standings. But as has been shown over the last 35 years or so with the Ryder Cup, what's on paper is a lot different than what ends up on grass, with Europe having really the ascendancy over the last 30 years or so, since 1985 at least, so just over 30 years. They've really been the dominant side, and the encounters between the two, despite the fact that they've so often been behind the eight ball as far as standings and world rankings are concerned. So once again, we face a situation where the United States have more players inside the top 10 in the world ranking. They have less players outside the top 20 in the world ranking in their team, whereas the Europeans, I think, have five players outside the top 20 and only four inside the top compared to the American six. So it's a bit of an uneven battle in terms of their on-paper standings, but we know that there's so much more than what's on paper in terms of Ryder Cup performances. And the Europeans, of course, are playing at home to some extent. They're playing at Le Golf National in Paris, where many of their team have played regularly in the French Open in more recent years. So they do have an advantage in that regard. So maybe that's going to help balance out some of the ascendancy that the Americans have in terms of world rankings. But given the strength of the American side, it's a little hard to go past them as the likely winners of the event this year. And I see them as being the winners by three. If you were looking for a margin, the winners by three. I don't discount the Europeans. You couldn't possibly discount them given the amazing record that they've got, and that they are playing in front of a home crowd on home soil to some extent. But this is going to be another magnificent battle, as these battles have so often been over the last 30 to 35 years or so. And I see no reason why this won't again be a magnificent encounter between the United States and Europe. But if I had to go one way, it would be USA by three. There are a number of other betting options available, too many here to go through. But if you keep an eye on your betting agency, you will be able to see the many options that are available in terms of betting at the Ryder Cup. In Japan, on the Japan Tour, because there's no PGA Tour event this week and no Web.com Tour or no European Tour event, many of the betting agencies are looking further afield to find some betting options for our punters out there. And on the Japan Tour, the Tokai Classic is being played in Nagoya this week. Yuta Aikida, the favourite, a winner last week. He was second here in 2016. He was third here in 2015. He's at $8, which really is, I don't think, a particularly attractive price, despite the fact that he's in great form at the moment and he has some good form on the golf course. I think there are some others that probably represent slightly better value, starting with Hyung-Soon Kim, the Korean golfer who won here in 2015. He was second in 2014. He was third also last year, and he's been twice second this season. He's at $19, and I really think that's pretty good value for a guy that's got some very good form at this golf course, the Miyoshi Country Club, just outside of Nagoya. And I think, therefore, that Hyung-Soon Kim is really represents a pretty good bet this week. Satoshi Kodaira, the Japanese player, is the defending champion. He was playing well in the United States earlier this year. He's been struggling a bit in more recent times in the United States. He's been playing on the PGA Tour this season, but he is the defending champ. He also did win the Heritage Classic in the United States on the PGA Tour against, obviously, stronger opposition than he'll face this week. And as the defending champion at $17, I think that's some good value there. Shugo Imahira, he's having a great season. He's been second on two occasions. He's been once third this season. He's played well here occasionally, has Imahira, but at $8, I don't think that's particularly good value. So I'm leaning towards the likes of Hyung-Soon Kim at $19 and Satoshi Kodaira, the defending champion, as players providing a bit more value in terms of betting on the Japan Tour event. Several Australians in the field. headed perhaps by Brad Kennedy, who's leading the Australians this year on the Japan Tour. The only problem with Brad Kennedy is record here when he has played, and he hasn't played here all that often. It hasn't been so good. Brendan Jones has played well here earlier in his career, not so good of late, although, again, a bit like Kennedy, he hasn't played this tournament on a lot of occasions. He's having a good solid season once again on the Japan Tour, and he may well be potentially the leading Australian, Brendan Jones, this week. And Anthony Quayle, like rookie on the Japan Tour, the Queensland-based Northern Territorian golfer. Quayle continues to impress in his rookie season, and he could potentially have another very good week this week. So that's the Tokyo Classic on the Japan Tour in Nagoya. On the Champions Tour in the United States, they're playing at Pebble Beach this week. Bernard Langer, a winner and runner-up in his last 2 years at this particular event, and we know how good Bernard Langer has been again this season. Perhaps not at the peak that he's been in earlier seasons, but he's still playing well. He's at $6. Scotty McCarron is having another great season, and he finished third here last year. He's at $10, is Scotty McCarron. Jerry Kelly's at $17, just a little bit off the ball in recent starts, but earlier in the season he was very good, and he was second on debut in this event last year. So those are good credentials for Jerry Kelly at $17. And Kenny Perry, fifth last year in this particular event. His form's been mixed, but he did win in August on the Champions Tour, Kenny Perry. He's at $17, and I think he also represents pretty good value. Joe Durant is one other player that might be worth keeping an eye on. He had a last round of 65 last week. He's having a very good season. He's been fifth and fourth in his last 2 years in this event, has Joe Durant. He's at $15. And of the Australians, there's two Australians in the field. Peter Lonnard's at $81, and David McKenzie is also in the field. Peter Lonnard playing sparingly on the Champions Tour because he doesn't have full status, but he did play last week and played reasonably well in his what was one of just a few events that he's played in the last few months. So with that run under his belt, he could go a lot better this week. And it might be worth having a few dollars on him at $81. The Australian golfer, Peter Lonnard. So those are the events we'll be keeping an eye on over the next few days. The Ryder Cup, again, attracting most of the attention for world golf. Good luck with your investments. Bet responsibly. I'm Bruce Young.